Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, and other life forms. Welcome to today's brand new episode of Youth Station, brought to you by IRB English Radio. I am Zainab, in the studio, at the honor of being joined by my brother and co-host.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
And our special new guest, Sister Bita Salam.
I really appreciate it that I'm here.
Welcome to
as
the show.
Your guest.
Thank you
so much
for being with us. Do you guys consider yourself as religious people?
It's a really complicated question, as you know.
So?
And it's so controversial because what do you mean by being a religious person?
What
do you
mean
that I have a good relationship with God or something like that?
Following the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. It's very hard to say like how I am a religious person.
But religiosity, I think, is actually no. Yeah, I actually agree with you now, Bita. Yeah, now that I think about
difficult.
It, it is complicated.
Because at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put out the guidelines.
Yeah.
He sent 140,000 prophets, for God's sakes.
For God's sake.
Yeah, come on.
And then 12 imams afterwards.
Yeah, 12 imams. And then, you know, some of them were killed.
And he was like, people, get the point already.
Yeah, so to be this religious person, devoted person, the reality, the core of it, the jewel of it, is to be God-wary, taqwa. And anything that comes from taqwa is that devotion, is that religion.
Religion.
Are you truly following the guidelines of your religion? Like, for example, your religion, you 100% know it says that you're hijab.
Whenever, for example, one buddy tells that, okay, I'm afraid of God, so I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and so on. But it doesn't mean that actually you feel that fear inside of yourself. You feel that faith. You know, it's something about spirituality
see,
and something like that.
Thing.
And you cannot just
not always.
Tell that, okay.
Religiosity is so different than spirituality.
Yeah. Like you said, that spirituality, that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it might be not available to some people who are considering themselves doing what is the religious guidelines.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. But at the end of the day,
a lot of them do it out of habit, don't they? Or culture.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes,
yeah.
Not a problem. But at the end of the day, the person who truly fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does do what the guidelines are. So if you truly have that fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do it. If they know what it is, of course, that comes the concept of mustad'af, which is pretty much the meaning
deprived.
Of those. Deprived. The weak of the weak in knowledge of the religion.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, prayers. Right, prayers, listening to the haram music.
Haram music.
Right? If the person listens to it, he cannot claim or she cannot claim that they are God-ware.
Wait.
That knowledge of knowing that it's
something?
Against...
Wait.
It's against... With that knowledge, it's against the religious guidelines.
Bruh.
You want to
I
say
feel
this aspect?
Allah, like... Okay, so we're like practicing Muslims. We're hijabis. We pray. We fast. We pay our khums and zakat.
Yeah.
But God knows we could be doing some other stuff. You know, I could be like a real jerk toward my spouse.
Anyway.
We have two different aspects. You know, one of the thing that is, you are doing something, but you don't think that thing.
Yes.
You know, and this is what I mean. You are praying, you are making hijab, you are a really good person as you think. But deep in your heart, you're something else. What do you say about it? How can I just... judge these people.
Yeah, there are a lot of...
Judging people is a different thing. Okay. I have to separate between judging people and one truly being a religious person, right? Even one claiming that he's a religious person is something that's kind of out of doubt. You know, like, how are you going to claim that you're a religious person?
I love it when people say, I try to be religious.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who judge other people, you know, they don't know their background. They don't know their context. That is true. Like, for example, you don't know that this person has no knowledge or does not have the correct capabilities.
Or has been abused often, you know, abused by some sort of religious figure.
Yeah, they have this kind of, you know, as they would say in Arabic, عقد نفسي. They have this, you know, mental issue.
Trauma.
That they're going through. But really, that doesn't take the fact of who is a religious person.
Mm.
Let's just keep it as a concept, as a genre, as an idea. Who is a religious person? The person who is God-wary and follows the guidelines of Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala.
You
can see it in their actions.
Yes, you see it in their actions. At the end of the day, who's gonna judge us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although He has judged us to some extent in this world, by how? By saying that I want my servants to be this way, in this manner, in this way, in that, in this, to do this action, to stay away from this action. This comes to the concept of submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of Islam is not peace, as some might claim. Rather, submission, min al-istislam, from istislam. To submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept what He ordered from you. Whether you feel you're being oppressed, you're not being oppressed. Or you feel that you're getting tired, you're not getting tired, you're just lacking. And, or you feel like this is something that I don't want to do. I don't care if you don't want to do it, Allah wants it.
You see, the thing is, people always refer to the ayah that says, La ikraha fi din, there's no compulsion in religion.
There's a problem with the translation,
yeah, exactly.
There's a problem with the interpretation.
Because, you know,
as well.
This really witty scholar once said that, yeah, there's no compulsion in religion, right? No one's going to put a gun to your head and tell you to convert to Islam. And those who do it, it's like the most anti-Islamic thing they can do. But once you become a Muslim, you don't get to choose and pick what you practice and what you don't.
Exactly.
You guys are listening to Youth Station here on IRB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
How do we consider ourselves religious? Yeah, yeah. And what is a religious person?
I think that's important.
And do we have the right to judge people?
You know, we are different people with different mindsets, different
Obviously.
Beliefs. And, you know, you are telling me that, okay, there are some guidelines that God tell you to do them, you know. And there are some certain things that you cannot change.
Mm.
And this is the fact that I'm talking about. You cannot change something, but you can express it as you want. You know, there are many people around the world with different thinking. When you think something is true, you're going to do it. You're going to express it as something that God tells you to do it. You know, and even we have many people who just try to express things as they want, even change Islam as they want. You know, in some of the facts, in some of the aspects of our religion, even. I'm telling you that I defined a religious person as a person who do the thing that has a strong belief in it. You know, this thing will help you. This thing is a God line, and I will do that with a faith deep in my heart. And this is the thing I want to find in people, you know, a beautiful shiny diamond that will die when you grow up, because there are some limitation, because there are some mindsets, because there are some fighting that no, you shouldn't do that, no, you shouldn't tell this, because this is against what we believe is true, what most of the people believe is true. But what does it mean, most of the people? You know?
Yeah, it's the culture thing again. It goes back to the culture thing. A lot of people practice whatever it is that they think they're practicing because
and
they were raised this
way. One other thing
that,
you know, right now comes to my mind is that the cultural context makes you do something that, you know, you don't believe in it. Even sometimes you do the guidelines and something that God tell you by habit.
By
what,
habit.
What do you say?
Yeah,
the thing is that
I think what you're trying to say is people who practice whatever it is they're practicing without
thinking,
without intellectual processing put into it. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says don't inherit your religion. I'm not talking about the fiqhi aspect that you're...
No. What is the saying available?
Don't inherit your religion in the sense don't follow it blindly.
Are people the same?
Of course not.
Ah, thank you very much. People differ in the power of intellect. How can you make an analogy or compare yourself to someone who doesn't have that mental capacity?
I ain't comparing no one to no one.
Exactly.
That's the thing, that you're saying that this culture thing, that they're acting upon the religion because it's a habit.
No, I'm not even saying it's a bad thing.
How about this saying? Why are we forgetting this saying that states, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ.
Thank you.
إنما الأعمال بالنيات. These sayings that are talk about the intention of the believers, the intention of the people who act.
For sure.
Right? It states that every action, what's the difference between hitting, for example, two people come and hit one child. This child was an orphan. One with the intention of raising him, teaching him.
Training him.
The other was to what?
Abuse him.
To abuse him. The first one's intention was better than the second one.
Obviously. It comes from a
It's the same action. Yeah. It's the same action, but with different intentions. The intentions are key. Why did this person go and pray? You tell me it's a habit. They got used to it. All right, but why did he stand up and go and wash his face so that the people could say that he's praying? All right, that's bad.
Hypocrisy, riya, right?
That's bad. But if the person's saying that, all right, true, it's my culture, true, it's my habit, but this is the way that I get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's man enough to say that this person is not religious?
For sure.
So that's the thing. When you have this intention, you have this, and where does this intention come from? I said it. It comes from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I'm not at all saying that it's good or bad. I'm saying that this could be another definition of religiosity.
Yeah, exactly.
Where people be like, oh yeah, but you ain't religious. You're just doing it out of habit. And I'm like, no, a lot of religiosity comes in a lot of shapes and sizes and colors and genders and age groups.
You know, right? Your conversation just reminded me of a story that was about, I think, Musa, peace be upon him, I think, the prophet. It was about, I think an old man who was praying that, you know, he was telling that, oh, my beautiful God, I'm brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, you know, I will sacrifice my, I don't know, ship for you and other thing like that. And the prophet was like that, oh my God, what are you telling?
Oh, the blasphemy.
What are these thing that you are telling to your God and something like that. And you know, the God just told that prophet, that I'm not sure about his name, that okay, it's okay. He has his own way to pray me. You know, you cannot do anything about it. And it is not a bad thing, actually. And about the thing that you were telling, that habit is not something bad. You know, I'm not telling you that doing something by habit is something bad. No, at all.
A good habit is
actually,
still good.
Yeah. Exactly. But the thing is, sometimes you do something day by day. You know, every day you do the same thing, but you don't think about it because you're used to it.
What do you mean by
But then there's a hadith again. We're out of time, though. I'm going to just say this hadith and I'm going to close the show. But we're legit out of time, you guys. We can continue this discussion.
Okay.
There's a hadith where one of the Masumin alayhi salam say that 2 units of prayer by a scholar is better than 70 units of prayer by a non-intellectual. I'm not saying non-intellectual, like intellectually impaired, because they've got Down syndrome or they're retarded or something.
No,
people that don't gain
search,
knowledge.
Don't
exactly.
Gain knowledge.
And that means something. And it also means that we're out of time.
Allah does not force you, meaning that you have the choice
free
to
will,
choose to,
volition.
Yeah, free will to choose this religion and that religion. But the consequences are on
it's
you.
It's still there, bro.
Yes. And we cannot tell people that you're going to hell. We don't know
how Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge them. We're not the rulers of the day of judgment.
No, no.
We read,
we read it
every day, at least 5 times a day. Allah is the ruler of the day of judgment.
Yeah.
I hope you guys keep a comment, nice comment about me and criticize my sister. Thank you all very much.
Until another greeting, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.
I have what I have. My love is strong because of you. In weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance, aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness and my